Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, founder of Breathe Again Magazine and author of So He Cheated, Now What? Well, welcome again to the show. It is December 8th. It's the second week in December, and we are yet here again. Woohoo! We're so thankful that the Lord allowed us to see another day, and for that, we just say thank you. We just want to thank the listeners that are on the line, and we want to thank those that are in the chat room. Thank you, Brandy, for always supporting, and we bless God for you over there in the chat room. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, today is Thursday. Like I said earlier, it's a little bit nippy outside, and we got to put our jackets on. It was kind of, we had that Indian weather going on for a while, but now we are back in full swings, and it really feels like December outside. Now, Breathe Again Magazine is, the show is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want you to visit breatheagainmagazine.org. We want you to follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again, and also fan us on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag. That's our user on Facebook. We just want to reach people that are hurting, suffering in silence. We want to talk about issues that people are not talking about. We want to provide guests that have been there, you know, done that, cried the same tears, yelled the same yell, and hurt the way that you hurt, but they made it. And because they made it, you can make it too. And that is our goal, and that is our mission, and that's why we do what we do. Now, we have some Christmas specials going on right now. It is December, and we have a sale going on. So if you have a book, you have a ministry, if you have a business, we want you to partner with us. You know, we have some radio specials going on just for $10. $10, I spend that on lunch, mind you. So $10, you can help support us and reach the people that are suffering in silence, reach the people that are hurting, help us with our mission, and promote your business or your book or your ministry at the same time. We really want to offer low-cost advertising because we understand that running a business and taking care of your family, it kind of weighs on you. You know, you have a vision, but you also have a business, and you have a vision, and you also have a home to take care of. So we do have those affordable rates for you. It's $10. So today's show, after we got all that out of the way, today's show is, I have a woman on the line, and she was disowned by her parents, you know. She, her parents raised her as a Jehovah Witness. And when she got older, she fell in love, and she started dating, and I believe that was a no-no, and I don't want to misrepresent anything, so I'm going to have her on the line, and she could talk about that. But she is just a blessed woman of God. I've known her for about 11 years now, and she is a blessing. You know, she's a sweet woman, always has a kind word to say to somebody, always praying for somebody else, and she's just a blessing to others in spite of what all that she has gone through. But I'm going to stop talking and have her join us on the line. Hey, Helen, caller, are you there?
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm just so honored to have you on the show because I've always told you have a story. You have a testimony to share with somebody, and somebody will be listening, and they will know that they can go on too. So I'm so grateful that you were on the line, and I'm going to promise I'm not going to cut up, okay?
Okay. It's all right.
Well, we're going to have fun because you know what? We do have fun. We laugh. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to enjoy life, right?
It is. It is. Most definitely. And we need, that's what we need more of today. We need more love. We need more laughter. And we need to smile more.
Amen. I know that's right. Look, well, let's go right into it. You were raised a devout Jehovah Witness. Is that correct?
That is correct. We never celebrated birthdays, no Easter, especially no Christmas, no holidays. The only thing that we ever celebrated, we were able to celebrate, they wanted us to celebrate weddings and like anniversaries and marriages and graduations, but any other particular holiday, we couldn't celebrate none at all.
Really? How was that growing up? Because did you go to public schools with other children? Were you kind of left alone, or were you by yourself?
We went to public school, and, I mean, it was hard. It was very hard being a Jehovah's Witness in school because other kids are going to birthday parties. They will either, you know, go to the prom or, you know, go to different celebrations, and we couldn't go. And I didn't understand, you know, why we could not go, and I always wanted to do that, but because I was raised up in this faith, we couldn't do that at all.
Okay. Now, when you got older, you started dating, and that was a no-no, right?
Right. If we dated, we had to have somebody with us. When we became of age, you know, when we started dating, but really they want you to wait until you get old enough. But I mean, we couldn't go to any proms. I mean, and it was difficult growing up. It really was difficult because I mean, I'm a young person. I'm in a high school, and I wanted to be with my friends, but we just couldn't do that.
Wow. Okay. And at what point were you disfellowshipped? Because I believe I did some research a little bit, and I was looking up and some words, and there was at one point were you disfellowshipped or excommunicated? Because I believe that's the term they use when you go against the practices, they disfellowship themselves from you. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Because I was older, and I was in an abusive relationship, and I had got out of that relationship, and I had started dating my husband. And I went to the elders of the congregation, and I told them. And they said, you mean to tell me you're going to give up your family for this man? I said, well, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm just letting you know. And because I didn't follow their rules and their regulations, I was disfellowshipped.
And what exactly does that mean, disfellowshipped? You're just put out, we're not allowed to talk to you. What does that mean?
That means that your mom, your dad, all your sisters and your brothers, your friends that you know that are in that particular religion, everybody that you know cannot have anything to do with you. The only people that will be able to talk to you would be the so-called elders of that congregation. Anybody else, they will shun you completely. It's like, yeah, I mean, they will have nothing to do with you, nothing at all.
Really? So if you had friends or your sister or your brother really didn't want to disfellowship with you, they had to go along with it and not talk to you.
Right, exactly. They had to go by the rules of the congregation.
Wow.
Whatever the elders of the congregation said, those are the rules they had to go by.
Now, how long ago was this? Now, you were disfellowshipped from the family, from the practice, excommunicated with. How long ago was this?
Now, it's been about 27 years since my mom has talked to me. It's been 27 years, and it's been that long.
Wow. Now, 27 years, you haven't talked to your mother, and you live in the same town as your parents. You see them, your husband sees them, your child sees them, but they will not talk to you.
No, they won't talk to me at all. They will talk to my husband, they'll talk to my child, but they won't talk to me. When I first got this fellowship, my dad was not a Jehovah's Witness, but now he has converted within the last 5 years, or I would say maybe 5 years or maybe more. He has now converted to Jehovah's Witness, and he was never a Jehovah's Witness when I was disfellowshipped. And he would always talk to me, and I would ask him about the family and ask him how everybody was doing. But now that he's one, he has no communication with me at all.
Now, let's back up. How's that work? Now, when you were originally disowned 27 years ago, he was not with the fellowship?
No, he wasn't with the fellowship then. He was still, I mean, well, him and my mom still married. No, he just, he had not converted.
Okay.
And my mom, the thing about it is that growing up, my mom wasn't a Jehovah's Witness. It was when my dad was in the service, and I remember us celebrating Christmas. And when we moved to California, some of Jehovah's Witnesses got in contact with her, contacted her, and that's when I remember us celebrating Christmas 1 year, and then after that she said, we're not going to celebrate it anymore. And from that point on, we didn't celebrate any holidays, anything.
Wow. Oh. Geez. So they talked to your son, they talked to your child, they talked to your husband, but they will not talk to you.
They won't talk to me. I will see them. I will see them at the gas station. And I said, this one particular day, I saw my brother, and I was like, I think that's my brother. And it had been so many years since I had seen him. And I spoke to him, and he just kind of, you know, like nodded, you know, we can't talk to you. And I saw my sister-in-law. She was sitting in the car. My son was in the back seat of the car. And she says, and I said, hi. And she's like, we can't talk to you. And I said, it's okay. I said, but I love you. I still love you.
Wow.
I said, you don't have to talk to me. I said, but I still love you. And I told my son, I said, I don't want you to hate. I said, no. I said, you continue to show love to them. When you see them, you continue to speak. You continue to show love because that's what we're supposed to do.
That's right. That's right. Now, I have someone in the chat room, Sherelle Wright. Thank you so much for listening. She says, how is this action supposed to be Christ-like? Are they believing in Christ? What exactly are they believing in if they're believing in Jehovah?
Right. Well, they really just started, I think now, really just believing in Christ. But I don't believe they know who Christ is. They more so follow what Jehovah says. And I tell my husband, I say, how can they say that they love, they're going out and they preach and try to convert other people, but they have a daughter that's less than 10 minutes away but won't speak to me? What does that say? That's saying something right there.
Right, exactly.
How are you going to try to reach out and convert somebody else when even in your own circle you will not show love? And that's not love.
That's right. But you know what? I bless God for you because you walk in forgiveness. You know, you walk in what the Bible preaches and what the Bible tells us to do, and that is to forgive and to love because you still love them. You have forgiven them, and you love them. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. And I never stop loving them, and I still continue to pray for them. And it's been a journey, and it's still a journey. And I thank God for my other family that my grandmother's gone on with the Lord. And I thank God for her because she never turned her back on me. She was never a witness. She was there. My other aunts and uncles, they were there. And my other cousins, they were there for me. So I thank God for her. She was like the go-between.
She would continue to encourage
me, because here I am, like 20-some years old, had never been in a church before in my life, and I went to see her one Sunday and went in a church. Here I am, 20-some years old, had never been in a church, and my aunt was playing the piano, and it was a song called Through It All. I learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God. That song sticks with me till this day.
Yeah,
and I just thank God because whether they realize it or not, they were planting seeds. God was having them to plant seeds for me.
Yeah, praise God.
So that I could see who who Jesus was.
Yes,
who he was, because I had questions.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, something is just not right.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory, and I'm so thankful. Now, you know the show is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions, and I want you to just take a minute or so and encourage someone that went through what you've gone through or is currently going through it. They may have been disowned by their own parents, and they're listening right now. I want you to encourage that individual right now.
Okay. Precious one. Young lady that's listening right now, young man, the person that's listening to me right now on this line, I just want to tell you, you're not alone. God has you in the palm of his hand. He hasn't forgotten about you. God loves you. He loves you with the everlasting love. And I'm telling you as a witness, don't give up. Don't give up and don't quit, because he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I'm a testimony. It's only by his grace and his mercy am I still standing here today. He's got a plan for your life. You may not see it right now. You may not feel like there's no one. Nobody knows what I'm going through right now. I'm alone. Nobody cares, but God cares about you. He does, and he's going to bring people into your life. He's going to bring Christian people into your life that's going to help you as you go along this journey. You continue to keep trusting in him. You continue to talk to him. You continue to cry if you need to. And you continue to keep praying. Don't give up, because God is there, and he loves you, and he's going to do it. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. And you be encouraged. And I pray for you. I pray for you that God will richly bless you and that he will restore your family. Don't give up. You be encouraged. God is with you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And it just flowed. And I told you it would just flow like a conversation, didn't I?
You did.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing your testimony and being transparent to help somebody else, because that is what we're about and that's what we want to do. So I bless God for you, my sister.
I bless God for you too, Nicole. We love you and thank you so much. Thank you for your light. You're touching so many people's lives, Nicole, and I thank God for you every day. You are a miracle. You are a blessing to us, Nicole, and we just want to say we love you, Nicole, and I thank God for you.
Oh, I love you too, boo. Thank you so much. And you can hang on if you want and listen to the rest of the show, but right now we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Pick up Soul Sanctuary, the third CD release of contemporary gospel artist Robert E. Person. Featuring the hit single, Someday We'll All Be Free, and the gospel jazz-flavored Great Is Thy Faithfulness, produced by arranger Alan Johnson. Available now on iTunes, CD Baby, thechristianjukebox.com, and amazon.com. Soul Sanctuary, the third CD release from gifted vocalist and songwriter Robert E. Person. Get yours today.
Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582. Welcome back. Welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. We just wrapped up a powerful testimony with our friend Helen. She was on the line. She was sharing her testimony of how her parents disowned her. But through it all, she kept the faith, and she continued on. She accepted Jesus as her personal Savior. And in 27 years, she has not talked to her parents, but she still loves them and forgave them. So I bless God for her being on this line, and I know she will touch somebody's life, and she already has. My next segment right now, we are going to talk all about Girl Talk and Vicki Coward Ministries. Vicki Coward Ministries is a ministry in Richmond, Virginia, and it is birthed out of Agape International Ministry Worldwide, where the pastors are Cliff Coward and Vicki Coward. Now, Vicki Coward Ministries is designed to inspire and embrace women of all ages and nationalities to live a life without limits, and that is what they do. In this special segment, we're going to be talking to Jasmine Coward Connor and Crystalyn Macklin. Are you on the line, ladies?
Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, look, let's get right into it. You know, Vicki Coward Ministries, we're well aware of Vicki Coward Ministries and Vicki Coward, Agape International Ministries, my church, my first lady. We love them, love them, love them. And she is a little under the weather today, so she is not on the line. But, you know, they changed my life, my husband's life. They really touched my life, and Vicki Coward Ministries really wants to turn women's life around. She always says shift, and we need to be shifting in our lives. She wants to take women that are broken and young girls that are broken and turn them around and lead them to the Lord and let them know that there is more on the inside of them. She is Ministries Diamonds in the Rough, Girl Talk, and if you want to learn more about Vicki Coward Ministries, you just go to VickiCowardMinistries.org. And today we're chatting about Girl Talk. Now, Girl Talk is a ministry for women young and old. Jasmine, you are very familiar with Vicki Coward Ministries. Is that correct?
That is correct.
It is, and that is your mother. And
yes, it is.
So you've known her well all your life, right?
Yes, that'll be right.
Yeah, so tell me what she really wants to see in women and young girls. She has a heart for the broken, and she has a heart for the bruised, to pick them up and just let them know that they're diamonds. What do you see the ministry doing and going?
I basically see where her heart is as far as the Girl Talk. She wants to see women empowered and feeling comfortable and happy with themselves, because a lot of times we lose ourselves when we become mothers or we're focusing on other people in the family, and sometimes. So I think her main goal is just to try to see women empower themselves and feel comfortable about themselves and happy with themselves. And so that's what basically made me want to join along with her, because that's another touching feeling for me, is to see women just motivated to do things for themselves and sometimes put themselves first.
Amen. Good, good. What about you, Crystalyn? What do you see Vicki Coward Ministries? What do you see it as?
Basically, it's really inspiring, because I feel like what Pastor Vicki is doing is telling women that they can go anywhere. It's not just about limiting yourself to being a wife or a mother or whatever, but that we can do whatever God has called us to do, and it's just really about pushing you into your purpose. So I feel like we're really blessed to be a part of it, and we're learning each day.
Absolutely. I can remember years ago where we were in the church, and I was standing, and we were worshiping, and we were praising, and all of a sudden she looked at me, and she said, "What you gonna do, Breathe Again? What you gonna do?" And this was before Breathe Again magazine was birthed. It was before the radio show, the book, before anything. And she just looked at me and said, "What you gonna do?" And she had a way of calling that thing out of me. And look at me now, to God be the glory. So I bless God for her in my life. Now, Girl Talk is basically, it's described as pillow and blanket conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a really comfortable atmosphere. We want people to know that they can come with any issue that they have. It's not limited to anything. Whatever you feel you need to pour out or get off your chest, that's what it's there for.
Okay, okay. Good, good. And tell me about I believe you've had a couple of them, but you really had an amazing experience last month. Talk to me about that experience in November. I believe it was November. Is that correct?
Yes, it was in November. We actually, that was our first kickoff for girls as young as 16, and so we had a great feedback. We had almost 50 girls come out from young to old and everything, and we just, the girls came out and they were just willing to pour out their feelings. They walked away brand new. They're just ready and motivated to just pick up where they might have dropped and left off a lot of things. And so we just got to express a lot of things that we go through, everyday struggles and just the sometimes the trials of just being a young mother or a college mother or just a college student as well. So they really just brought all their feelings and they're ready and motivated just to move on from where they are.
And you had all different types of young girls in that room. You had young girls, you had older girls, you had mothers, you had girlfriends. They were mothers, girlfriends, you know, students. There were people there that just shared experiences that nobody knew about, and it was an atmosphere where they could not be judged. Talk about that, because I think even with your age group, because you are in the, I believe it's the early 20s, that age group feels as though they can't be real. They can't talk about certain things, or people say they're not holy, they're not saved. Talk about that, because I want people to know that that's not what Vicki Coward Ministries is about, and that is not what Girl Talk is about. You come as you are.
Exactly. I think that's probably what drew us to this to begin with and actually made us want to be a part of it, because we know that feeling. We know being in church and growing up and not always feeling comfortable to express how you feel or what you're going through for fear of being judged. So we really wanted to put the message out there that that is not what this is about. You can come here and talk about any and everything that you need to, and no one is there to judge you. And I think what helped is that we were able to go around the room and everyone was able to speak and say as little or as much as they wanted to about what brought them there. And it just really eased the atmosphere and it let people know that, hey, I can open up even though I'm around a bunch of women that I may have never seen or never met in my life. I feel comfortable enough to share my story because I feel like it's going to help someone else.
That's blessed. That's real blessed, real blessed. What about you, Jasmine?
As Crystal summed it up in the perfect words, but I definitely feel the same way. I guess when they first came, they didn't expect for it to be so real. But once they seen that we were just laid back and how down-to-earth Pastor Vicki was, that really opened up so many girls to share things that they were actually sharing for the first time in some instances. And so I just feel like Pastor Vicki, she has started something great, and these girls, they're so excited that they have someone that they can actually just come to. And that's just so down to earth, even though she's a first lady, a co-pastor, it's kind of shocking to them to deal with someone who's in that title, but she's so down to earth and she can relate to what they're going through. So I felt like that was a major impact on a lot of girls' lives, and I can't wait until our next event coming up.
Neither can they. They've been contacting us and letting us know that they're interested and they want to be a part of it. And I just wanted to piggyback off a little bit of what Jasmine was saying, and I think it really helped that Pastor Vicki opens up about her story. You know, people look at her and think she's a pastor. Oh, she's got it all together. Her life is perfect. But her sharing what she went through when she was our age and even letting a lot of us know that, hey, we're ahead of her because she may have been going through things that we're going through now so that we don't have to end up going through it as long because we can look to someone and look at their story and see how they made it through. So it was really encouraging to hear the older women talk about what they went through because it gave us an outlook and really helped us to see our way through.
That's right. That is blessed. That is blessed. So that's a good segue into the next Girl Talk. Talk to me about the next one. It's on next weekend, I believe, next Friday.
Yes, it will be.
Yes.
On December the 16th at 7 p.m. We're super excited about this event. It's going to be actually at Agape International Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to have food and a lot of things there, a lot of giveaways like we did last time. And, Crystal, anything else that I might have left out that we're going to have?
Just a great time.
Yeah.
We're expecting an even bigger and better experience than before, even though it's hard to imagine because we had such an awesome time the last time, but we really look forward to it. I've heard plenty of girls saying, oh, I'm bringing this girl, I'm bringing this cousin, I'm bringing my friend. It's like a competition who can bring the most people, so that's exciting in and of itself.
That's a bless. That's a real bless. So that's next Friday, December 16th, at Agape International Ministries. And I would encourage even youth groups, if they want to get the young girls together and go take the children out on a journey, well, the young girls out on a journey, and go up to Agape International Ministries and just be real. Take the masks off, and they can just be themselves. So a lot of people, they feel as though that they're going to be judged, and they feel as though I can't talk to people, but this is not the atmosphere. So that's going down at 8001 Staple Mills Road, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's right.
Oh, look at me all the way in Norfolk knowing the address. Well, to God be the glory. I just want to thank you both for being on the line today, sharing about Girl Talk. And Girl Talk is not just for young women. It is for young. It is for old. It is for all women, all ages, because we all have a story to tell. It is an atmosphere where you can come and not be judged. You can relax, you can relate, and you can definitely release. So go visit VickiCowardMinistries.org. Any last-minute things you want to say, Crystalline or Jasmine?
I just would like to personally thank you. Thank you for bringing us on the air.
You're welcome. You are welcome. So I bless God for the two of you because you're two young girls on a mission doing the work of the Lord. You're not worrying about what people say or what they don't say, what they're doing or what they're not doing. You are doing it. So I just want to encourage you to because you are doing it, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Y'all are young mothers. Y'all are doing your thing. So go, go, go. I'm going to sing y'all a song later.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to it.
Again, thank you again for being on the line. I bless God for Vicki Coward, Vicki Coward Ministries, Agape International Ministries, for the work they are doing, not just in inside the church, but outside the church. They're building people. They're building the lives of men and women, making them whole again. So to God be the glory. And I thank God for First Lady and my mother in the gospel. So thank you, Pastor Vicki. I hope you feel better. And you know what? This has been our show. It's been a blessed show. You know, we've talked to our first guest that was disowned by her parents, but she still had the faith to move on. Our second segment was with Crystalline Macklin and Jasmine Coward Connor. They were talking about Vicki Coward Ministries and Girl Talk, and that's going down next Friday, December 16th, at Agape International Ministries Worldwide, 8001 Staple Mills Road. Go to VickiCowardMinistries.org and find out some more information. But you know what? I just want to say I bless God for calling me to do what I do, and I bless God for what he's equipped me to do. And I'm so thankful that you, the listeners, were in the chat room. You, the listeners, were on the phone line. There were so many people on the phone line. Some people couldn't even get through. So I just bless God for all of you. For of all the places on the internet, you took time to actually listen to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. And I thank you for that. Check us out on Twitter at Breathe Again. Check us out on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag. And if you have a powerful testimony, we want to hear from you. We want to interview you. We want to take your story and let others know if God did it for you, he will definitely do it for other people. So you know what? It's never goodbye. It's until next time. God bless you.